The Hoop Heads Podcast is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Simply put, it's all-in-one booking app for basketball trainers so that they can easily manage their business in one place.
Daniel Ginsberg is the co-founder of U-Train, the number one booking app for basketball trainers. Previously, Daniel was an assistant varsity basketball coach at the Blue Ridge School in Virginia from 2019 to 2022. Prior to starting U-Train, Daniel also worked as a basketball trainer in China with Stronger Me, a Stefan Marbury and Gannon Baker collaboration. Daniel played professional basketball both in Israel and the United States after completing his college career at Green Mountain College in Vermont in 2017. Hey, Hoopheads, our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball are here to help your team train bigger and better with exclusive Black Friday savings all month long. Now until November 30th, get $3,500 off the Dr. Dish CT Plus and experience firsthand what the ultimate training solution is all about. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Those are some great deals, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hey, this is Brendan Winters from Pro Skills Basketball, and you are listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Are you a basketball coach or trainer looking to connect with new clients? U-Train is here to help you manage your business and reach a wider audience. Best of all, it's completely free to use. Simply create a profile, list your services, post pins, and share your free booking website link. You can set your own rates and schedule, and use U-Train to communicate with clients, manage appointments, handle refunds, and collect payments automatically. So why wait? Join U-Train today for free and start reaching new clients. That's U-Train, U-T-R-A-I-N, U-Train. Download today on the App Store and Google Play. Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improve communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball. Be sure to take down some notes as you listen to this episode with Daniel Ginsberg, co-founder of U-Train, the number one booking app for basketball trainers. Hello and welcome to the Hoopheads podcast. It's Mike Klinzing here without my co-host Jason Sunkel tonight, but I am pleased to be joined by Daniel Ginsberg from U-Train. Daniel, welcome to the Hoopheads pod.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
We are thrilled to be able to have you on and looking forward to learning more about U-Train and what it can do for basketball trainers out there. We all know that the basketball training industry has exploded. And there are tons of great people out there doing great work with their clients and helping players to get better. And you guys have created a solution that can help them in their quest to not just be great basketball trainers, but more importantly, to be able to run a basketball training business, which many of us who get into basketball training aren't necessarily business people. And so I think as you found out, and as I found out when I was doing more training back pre-podcast, that managing a training business is a little bit more of a challenge than sometimes people think when they get into it. So let's start with, what is U-Train and why can it benefit basketball trainers?
Yeah, thank you. That's all spot on. And simply put, it's the all-in-one booking app for basketball trainers. So it's an all-in-one, app that we put together for basketball trainers specifically so that they can easily manage their business in one place. So my background, after I finished my playing days, I started my own basketball training company. And, after we scaled over about five clients, we ran into the same issue that most basketball trainers run into, which is, I'm starting to spend a lot more time communicating with parents and athletes, and tracking down payments and, changing schedules and writing all my drills in different places and trying to figure out a website. And I end up with, things all over the place, and I'm pretty much spending all my time doing everything but basketball training, by the time you get to, 10, 15, 20 clients plus. So, I did what most people do, and I hopped on Google and I, typed in the basketball trainer booking app. And this was, 2017, 2018. And I was really shocked that I wasn't able to find anything. As a consumer with a problem, I thought that was really interesting. So we started to do some more research, and pretty much the only things that we could find were pay-to-play options that you have your monthly subscription that's $75 or $100. And we weren't quite there yet to want to take on that kind of cost up front. So it really left us with where most trainers are today, which is a website. And a website is great for some things, but it doesn't necessarily offer a lot of value for the trainer to be able to, notify their clients when there's new times and new sessions available. You could offer a package, but there's no value added after that. There's no way to keep track of the package and the sessions that are being used and the said credits of the package. You're almost adding more time and energy to your schedule by having to keep track of the things that are happening on your website. So all of those pain points are what led us to starting to develop our own solution, which is U-Train.
Right. So let me ask you this just to start off. When you get this idea, so you're looking for a solution to your problem as a basketball trainer, what you've run into, you're trying to manage everything. It's getting to be a pain in the neck. You want to be able to have sort of an all-in-one solution. How do you think about the tech side of that, and where do you go for help with the technology? I'm assuming that you're not the builder.
No, that is correct. I'm definitely not I'm a non-technical founder. Like I said, I played basketball up until I was 25, 26 years old professionally. So dove straight into basketball training from there. So it's kind of an interesting story, but to sum it up, one of my good buddies and old teammates from high school, Daryl Smith, was a player who went on to play at Cornell, and is a very bright guy. And he was back in Charlottesville for a random job interview in around this time where I'm having these pain points with my training business and website and all the things I just mentioned. So we were buddies and teammates. And so he gave me a ring and said, "Hey, I'm in town and we should go out to lunch." So we did. And I told him all the things that I had going on. And he was like, "Man, I think I can help you with that." And I wasn't quite sure what he had been up to, since we were in school, 6 years earlier. So, I said, "Well, what do you, what's your skill set basically?" And he said, "Well, I'm a developer. Like I could build whatever you want pretty much." And, that's when the light bulb went off, and, we kind of started working on it as a side project, kind of a side hobby, initially to kind of solve my own pain points. And about after a year of development, we decided, we've spoken to a lot of trainers at this point who are having the same issues, and it makes a lot of sense to turn it into a software as a service that all trainers can use, and not just, you know, our own company. You know, that was pretty much the story for about 3 years, where we were doing development by night and working and, you know, paying bills by day. So that was, you know, basically Daryl came to town and he offered a solution, and there off we went.
All right. So what does it look like? I'm just curious, when the two of you are sitting down and you're obviously hashing out ideas, or you're talking about, hey, I want to be able to have a way to communicate directly with parents and collect money, just as an example here. And you know that that's what you want to do, but you yourself don't know exactly how you would turn that idea, that thought, into something that is actually usable. So how do you and Daryl talk about that? And then what's the process for taking like a piece of that idea and then building out or writing the code so that it actually comes to life? What does that look like? I'm just curious.
Yeah. So like I said, at the time, it was really a kind of a hobby thing. So we weren't doing things by traditional, you know, measures by any means. But, you know, essentially what we were doing is we would have phone calls with different trainers and say, hey, what are you using? What are your issues? What do you wish you had? And once we got a certain number of the same answer repeated, we would circle it and then say, oh, this is interesting. And then you just have to think about time spent on the function versus the value added, and kind of balance those two things out as you go.
What was the number one thing you were hearing from trainers?
What they needed was a third party platform in between their personal cell phone number, right? To do scheduling and booking. So that was actually one of the main things, was a communication. I want to be able to offer my calendar and my scheduling and handle my booking. I want to be able to notify clients when I have new sessions that are available. And I want to be able to automatically collect payments without having to, you know, do anything. So basically, I want to know that when a session is booked, that I don't have to worry about being, you know, collecting the payment for it after the session. And those were the main things, function wise, that we were hearing. And they also aligned with the, main platforms that trainers are putting together to get each of these individual functions today. So you see trainers using Acuity for their scheduling, but they still have a booking website on Wix, and maybe they're using, you know, Bookio through their website or Jotform attached to their sign up button, you know, and it's all over the place. And they're, you know, and you can't blame the trainer. They're just trying to provide a service well, you know, and they're, you know, using what they have. So, that allowed us to single out those functions pretty quickly.
Here's what I want to do. I want to give you some scenarios that I experienced when I was training, and I'm not doing hardly any training anymore with the podcast, but prior to the podcast, I was doing a bunch. And so as you're talking, a lot of the things that you're saying are resonating with me, because I can remember when I was trying to do those things, just again, how I went through and the process that I tried to use in order to be able to do that. So maybe I'll just kind of go through a couple of them and just tell you, hey, here's what I was doing. And then you tell me why U-Train is going to make my life as a trainer easier if these are the things that I'm experiencing. So one of the things that I experienced that you talked about was I would do sessions. And when the session was over, most of the time, the parents who were typically paying, a lot of my clients ended up being like middle school and upper elementary kids. So they weren't necessarily, it wasn't a high school kid who was bringing their own money. It was the parent was handling the money. And most of the time the parents were pretty good about the lesson would end. And I'd go over there and talk to them a little bit about what we did and what I saw with the kid and thinking about the next session. And then most of those parents would have their money ready and they'd hand me my fee and you'd go on and I'd do the next one. But there were always those people that they either didn't really offer, and then sometimes you feel like, oh, do I really want to ask this person right now for money? And you got to get – so there's this whole kind of awkward moment where the lesson ends and then you kind of got to go over and have them pay you the cash. Or eventually I had like a PayPal, you know, whatever, a Stripe card and a card reader that I would use. So how does U-Train help me with that payment collection? Just walk me through that process.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've been exactly where you are. So rather than a website that doesn't offer value after the purchase, or that scenario that you just mentioned in person, U-Train is a true marketplace. So it accepts the payment when the time is booked from your schedule, and it sits in escrow until the services are rendered, meaning that the training session is ended and both sides agree that they were there and it happened, right? So since the money is pulled in escrow, it can also be auto-transferred at the end time of the session without any interference or cancellations or refund requests, right? So it actually not only offers value for the trainer to auto collect their funds, but it offers value for the athlete and or parent, because you have the opportunity to request a refund on the funds that are sitting in escrow until the time or the end time of the session, right? So if you book on a website, the money is transferred, it goes through. So then you'd run into the same awkward scenario of the parent or athlete having to personally request those funds back from you as the business if they are asking for a refund. So it offers value to both sides of the marketplace.
Yeah, I can see where there are times where if you're booking with the trainer as a client and something happens and the trainer can't make it or this or that, then I've been in situations where, okay, do you roll that forward where you give the person the credit and that doesn't count, or maybe they cancel at the last minute and then you're kind of stuck. And that used to always make me mad when I'd have like 4 hours of sessions booked and then somebody who is one of those middle 2 hours would cancel on you. And then you're like, okay, what happens there? And so those are scenarios that I'm like, no, now I'm stuck here for an hour with nothing to do until my next person gets there. And so I can see where having those funds in escrow just makes the process simpler on both sides of it. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Yes. It also allows the each trainer on U-Train to handle each individual refund request based on their own company cancellation policy, right? That way we don't interfere with have a mandatory cancellation policy that we set on the platform for all users to follow. We just created a system that allowed each individual situation to be handled, based on how the trainer wanted to handle it. So in that case, if you're there, and rightfully so, you've had, you know, they want to cancel 6 minutes before the session, then it's up to your discretion whether or not you want to accept or deny that refund. And you also have the ability to add text on both sides. So when you request a refund as an athlete or parent, you can put a message with it stating why you're doing that. And as a trainer, you can do the same thing in your response. So it removes the face-to-face interaction that you were just talking about.
The second thing that struck me that you talked about is just the idea of having the communication all in one place. Because when I was training, what I would do is I did almost all of my scheduling basically through back and forth email. So I would have my list of people and I would know that, let's say on Tuesday night, I was going to do training from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And so I'd let all the people know who were kind of in my client list, hey, I've got openings from 5 to 9. If anybody wants it, let me know. And then, of course, you know what happens is you get some nights or some sessions that you have nobody, and then you have four people that all want from 8 to 9 p.m. And so then you're having to go back and forth with each of them. Hey, can you do 7? Hey, I can't do 8 because I already booked somebody for 8, even though I just sent the email 5 minutes ago. And it gets really confusing. So how does U-Train help me with that?
Yeah, so it allows you to set your schedule with availability, right, and slots. So in theory, those were individual slots that you were emailing in that situation. Is that correct? Right. So you post those hour time slots on your schedule, and whoever would like to book them first means that they have now paid and booked that slot. And it also removes that slot from being purchased because all of the slots have been filled. In that case, it's individual. So only one person needs to book it. Now it's no longer available for the next person, the next parent or athlete. They will automatically, the calendar will be updated, right? And they will see that that time is no longer available. So you don't have to communicate back and forth. It's an open schedule that all parties can see. And you can determine how many slots are available when you create the session.
So I could tell you that that particular feature, when I think about what I was doing when I was training, that particular feature to me would be invaluable. I think about how I use Calendly for booking podcast guests. And so I basically do the same thing, right? I go on, I plug in my availability, I send it out. When I contact you or anybody else who's going to be a guest on the podcast, I send that stuff out, and then people grab time slots. And if somebody grabs one, that time slot is no longer available, and I move on. Whereas before we started using Calendly, again, it was a back and forth of, hey, I'm available at 8:30. Are you available at 8:30? What day are you available? It's this time or that. And it just gets to where you're wasting a ton of time on something that, when it can be automated, this to me just makes a ton of sense. Anybody, I think, who is trying to manage multiple clients and multiple sessions in a week, I don't see how you couldn't appreciate what this particular feature within U-Train. To me, it would just be invaluable to anybody who's doing basketball training, because you eliminate that back and forth via email, which again, or text, which is what I was doing all the time.
Yes. And you you also have the ability to share sessions inside of the messages in the app, right? So it takes a tap of a plus sign and filling out the form to create a session. So you can actually create sessions on the fly per the conversation and tailor the session to the individual. There's a title and description in the session. So you could actually say, you know, Jimmy's 6 p.m. session as the title, and send that session to Jimmy or Jimmy's parents to book and personalize it that way. So there's a lot of things that you can do to tailor it to each specific booking that you have. And on top of that, there's a small social media component where you have a profile and you can connect with other users. So that same email list, once you onboard them onto the platform, they're actually being notified by notification on their phone and by email every time you post a new session that's available, assuming that you marked it public and not private, and you wanted them all to be notified. That is also a large value add as well. So not only does it provide a booking platform and calendar, but it also is a virtual assistant in your pocket that's letting everyone know that there are new sessions available the second that you make them posted.
Gotcha. Okay. So let me clarify and make sure that I understand it, make sure our listeners understand it. So let's say I am talking to this client, Jimmy, and I'm talking to Jimmy, he's a high school player, or maybe I'm talking to Jimmy's parent. And in the course of that texting message, we go back and forth and we decide, okay, we're going to do Tuesday at 7 p.m., but I want to make sure that that gets in my calendar and that they have the opportunity to pay and I have an opportunity to collect their funds. So what I can do is I can send that particular session that we just talked about, I can get on U-Train and I can send them that session, have them book it, and pay it immediately after that conversation. That's part one. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, I can see 100% the value. Again, as I'm going through and thinking about my experiences and again, how I tried to do that versus what you're describing. I mean, it would be like night and day. Cause a lot of times I would send an email with, hey, I've got this availability. And for me, who I have, yeah, I had a training business, but I also had a business with camps. And so a lot of times my emails were all jumbled together where people who came to camp were not necessarily, I mean, people who did training with me oftentimes were people who went to camp, but not everybody who went to camp did training. And so then you're sending out sort of this mass email to everybody. And of course, when you're sending mass emails to everybody who it's not as targeted as maybe you'd like it to be, then you get people like, I don't want these silly training ads. I'm never going to do this. I don't want these emails. So then they unsubscribe from something that you want them to be subscribed to. So here you're talking about it's a dedicated list of people who are your training clients that it's going to. And like I said, I can see 100% what that value is, both on the training side, but then think about it from the client side. I'm not being inundated with stuff that I don't want. And I'm also getting this direct link to be able to go on. And as soon as I get it, I can check and look and see, hey, can I book this? Can I not book that? And I think just like you mentioned before, when it comes to the payment side of it, I think there's a value add on both sides of this.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and for the parent, right, you can now tap an app on your couch and tap another button and tap one more button and you've booked a session for, you know, for next week. And you know, and once you're now connected with the trainer, you don't even have to look for it. You're being notified of it. And your payment is stored on the platform or there are other payment options available, but let's just say it's stored. Now it's two taps because you received a notification. You've tapped that notification. It's opened up to the booking page in the app of the session with all the session details and you hit book, right? So it does make things a lot more simple for the athlete or the parent to know how to be able to keep up with the trainer schedule.
Right. You've eliminated the back and forth for the trainer, but you've also eliminated the back and forth with the parent as well, which I think, look, nobody likes to waste their time. And we all know that back and forth, there's a reason why an app like Calendly and some of the other ones that allow you to book, there's a reason why those are so popular, why everybody uses them. It's because they work and everyone dislikes that back and forth of, when are you available? Are you available this time? Well, I'm not available that time. I'm available this time. And so to be able to make sure that you're getting that, to me, I mean, there's a tremendous value add. Let me ask you about the feature when somebody comes on, let's say they're not affiliated with me as a trainer. So here I am, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. There's a client, there's somebody out there that doesn't know who I am. They have no idea. They're maybe looking for basketball training. And clearly, if you're a basketball trainer and you have a website or you've got a social media presence, people are probably reaching out to you, trying to find you randomly. But I know U-Train has a feature that allows people to find them within the app. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So it's basically twofold. So there's a map and that same session with all those details that we were mentioning previously also drops a pin on the map, the public U-Train map, for anyone to see. So it's actually a great way for trainers to access new clients. And just like that scenario that you just described, where someone, an athlete or a parent is now onboarding because they heard about U-Train independently and they want to find a trainer near their area. So they open the app, the map is tailored to the location services. So it sees where you are and it'll tell you where the sessions are based on your location. So here's the closest three. There's one 2.1 miles away, 2.1 miles, 1.9 and 1.7. You can just tap the pin or tap the description below and it'll go straight to the description page. And you can actually view the trainer's profile as well, if you're not familiar with them, and see their ratings and review system based on the other bookings that have already happened. So it, you could find a new session with a pin on a map, or there's also your traditional search based on location. So we have it by city, state. So you could simply say Cleveland, Ohio search, and a list of users with the same city, state of Cleveland, Ohio will come up, and you can find a search of trainers in your area the same way. You could actually find other athletes and, you know, connect with them as well.
Yeah, I see the value in that too, especially as this gets built out and you have an extensive list of clients, an extensive list of trainers who are utilizing the app, where it just becomes an easy way for parents to be able to find and to vet and to get an idea of who's the trainer, who's available, where are they, and then to be able to book. And so it's just a simple marketing tool that can add to the other things that a basketball trainer might be doing. So maybe I'm already doing some social media, maybe I'm already doing some email marketing, but this is kind of an all-in-one tool that enables people to find you and enables you then to connect with people once they have found you. And I know one of the things that you talked a little bit about was the social media side of it. Can you tell me a little bit about how You Train sort of connects or interacts with social media, that somebody, maybe a trainer already has an existing social media account, just how you guys utilize social media within the app?
Yeah. So at the moment, what we have in the profile, just like on Instagram, is a way to insert a link. So what trainers are doing is they're copying their Instagram profile link and putting it into their You Train bio. And then they're copy and pasting their You Train bio and putting it into their Instagram link. And that way you can create a little marketing circle and bring your clients that may see that cool post on Instagram and get excited to make an impulse booking. And now they can tap the link in your Instagram bio, and actually we will, in just a few days, be on the mobile browser as well. So there won't be that download barrier. So they could actually just tap the link in the Instagram bio and see the sessions that are available on the trainer's profile. So we're actually calling it a free booking website, even though it's your trainer profile in the app, but you can also share your link outside of the app, and it's available on mobile browser. So it can become your booking website.
Nice. Yeah, that's very cool. That is a cool feature to be able to have that. And again, the more integration you can have with platforms that already exist that trainers are using, I would think the better off everybody's going to be. You're going to be able to get in front of more people, and people are going to be more, I guess, comfortable sharing it throughout when you start thinking about being on a platform that a trainer may already have built a brand, built a following on. And now, boom, all of a sudden, here's this thing that makes my life so much easier as a trainer that I can now utilize that through a platform that I've already built a following on. I think that makes a lot of sense. Now, what's cool about this from a training standpoint is that this whole thing is free. So the question I'm sure that anybody who's listening has is, okay, this thing's free. It has all these great features that I think anybody who's training, who's listening to this, if you're not already convinced that this thing's going to help you, I'm not sure what I can do for you, but okay. It's 100% free. How?
Yeah. So what we've done is we've taken the card processing payment that you can't get around when you're making purchases online, and we forwarded it to the customer. So what we've done is we created all the value add, or almost all the value add, for the trainer. The trainer tells the athlete or parent how to book with them. And so to break that down, for example, if you have an individual session that's $50, the client, parent, or athlete will pay $51.97. And that allows the trainer to collect the full $50. Once the services are rendered, the session is over, that full $50 is deposited into the U-Train balance of the trainer. And then they have the opportunity, just like a Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, to deposit into their payment method by free 1 to 3 days, or you can instant deposit from your U-Train balance into your payment method, your bank account or your debit card. So that is how we have, you know, basically it's by trainers for trainers is what I would say. We know the pain points that the trainers are having. The pay to play models are specifically in this time of the year where there's the transition into the season and you might still have four clients when you had 20 a few months ago. And now you don't necessarily want to continue paying $75 a month just to be able to still have that same offering of your booking platform. There's no more pay to play barrier. You can still have the same offering year round.
All right. I have a question for you. If I have a large training business where I might have several trainers working for me, I'm the head trainer. I have several trainers working underneath me. Is there a mechanism for all of those trainers to be linked together, or would each one of those trainers have their own profile? Or is that something that you guys have thought about? Is that something that you have going now? Just explain to me how that could potentially work.
Yes. So it's definitely not, finished version that we'd like to have, but today, what we would call that is an organization. So when a trainer onboards onto the platform, they have the ability to set up an organization and then they become the admin of that organization. So if you do have trainers that are below you, they create their U-Train account and all they have to do is select that organization on their U-Train profile. Now, when users go to that profile, they can tap on the organization and they actually have the ability to see all of the trainers that are under that organization and tap their calendar to see all of the sessions that they have available or go to their individual profiles.
I like that idea of being able to see everybody who's underneath a trainer. Again, this is something that as at the tail end of when I was doing things, I'd have guys that were doing some training underneath me. And so it'd be like, okay, I'm not available at this time, but okay, who's available and when are they available? And so to be able to put all that in one place and be able to see, okay, who's available and when are they available? And yeah, part of this organization, I can also see the person's background. So again, where I was emailing out, well, here's Coach Joe and Coach Joe, here's his background in this. Do you want to work with Coach Joe? Or here's Coach Steve and Coach Steve's background is this and that. And again, just to be able to have a place where you can go and say, boom, here, go check these guys out. If one of them looks good that you want to work with, check out the times that they're available and bang, you can get it registered, get it selected and get it scheduled. And then you're ready to go. I just think that putting it all in one place, I mean, again, I just keep coming back to thinking about how I used to do things with email back and forth and some people booking on the website and some people just scheduling with me over text or via email and me trying to send stuff out as opposed to, hey, here's everything right where I want it. It's all in my phone. It's all in one place. And it's not only all in one place for me as the trainer, but the fact that it's also all in one for the clients. That's got to be a huge piece of it. Have you guys done, I know you've done a lot of work talking with trainers and what they're looking for. What kind of feedback have you guys gotten from clients of people that are using it on the sort of the other end of the spectrum?
To be 100% transparent, I haven't thought about it once. Like we don't have any feedback mechanism for that end at the moment. The only feedback that we did get was negative, which makes sense. Where we actually have changed our model since this time, but at the time, the pickups, which is just another session type, you can manage your pickup sessions in the platform. And so you have, you know, people who rent out a gym and they collect their fee, you know, $5 or $10 a person to fill their slot and come play pickup for a couple hours. And the processing part of it turned it from a $5 session into a $6.70 session. And so when you think about it, that's like a, I don't know, 20% processing fee. And it makes sense that they were not happy about that. So that was actually great feedback, even though it was negative. That's sometimes the best feedback that you want to get.
Yeah. I think that when you start looking at that, it's interesting. when it comes to the processing fees, where there was a time, if I go back 3, 4, 5 years ago, and I was signing my kids up for a soccer league or some other sport, and I'd get to the end and there'd be the processing fee, and I'd be like, oh, man, I can't believe, I can't believe you're charging the processing fee. And then now it feels like it's almost a rarity where you don't have that processing fee. And it feels like, at least from my perspective, most people don't really even bat an eye anymore, because it's just sort of an accepted practice of what goes on. Like, I had never charged a processing fee for my camps up until about 6 months ago. And I was actually talking to a friend of mine who, he runs a similar business and has an AAU program. And somehow we were just talking, and, he's like, yeah, I charge the processing fees. Because I signed my daughter up for one of his things. And he's like, yeah, I charge the processing fee. And he goes, when I look at, the difference that it makes in the amount of money that I earn over the course of a year, like, it's a pretty significant chunk of money. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, I probably should start doing that. And I started doing it. And again, it has had zero effect whatsoever on people registering for what I'm doing. I think it's just sort of an accepted practice. And to me, it makes a lot of sense. And like I said, I think people, they understand it way more now, and they get it, especially when you start talking about small businesses. There's so many people out there that they don't mind paying that, because they know that that money ultimately isn't going necessarily to the credit card. At least the person who's earning the money is getting the full payment. I think people feel better about that.
Yes. And also, what we have done coming out with the new update here in just a couple of days are packages, right? So let's just say you do have a parent or athlete who is not happy about that $1.38 per booking, because maybe they come Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and by week three, dad is going to be like, I spent like $17 on fees. I'm not happy about this, right? So the solution is packages, right? So now you can purchase a package of X amount of credits, and that package can be used until the expiration date, right? So the trainer sets the expiration date for the package when it's posted. You can purchase 4 sessions at this time for the discounted price that you get the advantage of, and the value added as the client and the parent, and you have the ability to book with those credits until the time of the expiration date. You even have the ability to request a refund and get a credit back within the expiration date time. So if you're not happy with those processing fees, you can bypass all of them and use credits the whole time. You just need to purchase a package. And that also is better for the trainer, right? Because now they have sold 4 sessions or 8 sessions or X amount of sessions versus one session. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, you made a great point there. I know that there were times where I would do sessions. Sometimes I'd do a discount if somebody booked 5 or whatever. But then I know you mentioned earlier, like, trying to keep track of that and be like, okay, was this your 4th one? Was that the 3rd one? I'm not sure. And then not only do you have to keep track of it as the trainer, but you also have to make sure that you and the parent or you and the client are on the same page that, hey, that was your 3rd one, or, hey, that was your 4th one. And then, like you said, being able to get paid up front for 4 sessions or 8 sessions or whatever it is that somebody's paying for in advance, it's always nice to have that money hit your bank account earlier. And then from a client perspective, obviously they're not having to pay those fees. So I think that really is something that is a really good feature of what you're talking about in terms of being able to add those, those multiple bookings, those payment, the payment plans there, where you have somebody that's buying sessions in advance. Tell me a little bit about the team behind it. You talked a little bit about you and Daryl kind of getting the thing started, but I know you have some other people that are part of your team. Just tell us a little bit about who you have kind of behind the scenes and what their roles are.
Yeah, definitely. So Corey Harris is another co-founder who I believe has been on here a couple times. Corey and I connected in China. We were there together for about a year, and had some really cool experiences out there. But, you know, we were helping out Gannon Baker and Stefan Marbury out there with some camps and some coaching clinics. And it was a really cool experience. But yeah, so Corey is a co-founder as well. And, you know, basketball training guru, feeder still on the ground in the business, you know, his value and input is as good as it gets. But, you know, where things started to take a change about 2 years ago is when our advisors got involved. You know, Cade Lemke and Joseph Toe and Robert Pons are all, you know, very experienced entrepreneurs in their own right. And were coaches of mine. I played for them, you know, 12 to 15 years ago in both high school and AAU. You know, formed a great relationship, and they've been mentors since then. And now, you know, advisors on the business end. And that's when things really, went from being a hobby company to an actual business. And now we're incorporated, and, you know, the learning curve has been pretty sharp.
What was the hardest feature to put together? Was there one that stood out of like, hey, some of this stuff came together? I don't want to say easily, because clearly that's not the case, but what was the hardest thing that you guys had to put together to make sure it was working the way that you wanted it to? Does one thing stand out over all the others, or were they all kind of the same?
Probably the two of them would stand out. The map and both of them are APIs. So you're actually using information from someone else, right? So the map is Google Maps. And you have to work with that API and what data you can and can't use, and what you're able to build on top of it is limited sometimes. And so that was, you know, like I said, with the bricks, you know, that was a layer that we just didn't expect to run into an issue there. So we had to do some workarounds. And same thing with setting up the payment processor that does handle the escrow and refund time logic, and when to capture that on the back end, and how to know when the services are rendered. Things like that were a little tricky, but, you know, it's, at the same time, we are looking to, or have designed an app for basketball trainers specifically, and the basketball trainer, athlete, and parent. So, all of these amazing functions that we've been talking about this whole time, you'll open the app and you'll see a very simple interface, and it should be very intuitive to learn how to use, you know, hopefully your first or second time using it. So that's been our goal, is to just make it very, very simple to use.
All right. So is there anything that we missed that we didn't hit on that you want to share, and start there, and then if there is, you can share it. If there's not, then let's tell people where they can go to get it, what they're looking for, how they can reach out to you, find out more about it. So just kind of give me all the contact information, where people can find it. And then again, if there's anything that we didn't touch on that you think we needed to hit before you do that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're on all social media platforms, utrain_app or the Utrain mobile app is where you can find us. We are utrainmobileapp.com is the website. And we are days away from launching a whole new app with 26 plus new functions. And so the best way to keep up with that new app launch is on Instagram. Again, that's utrain_app on Instagram. And we'll be on the App Store, Google Play, and mobile browser here in the coming days.
Awesome. Daniel, cannot thank you enough for taking the time out of your schedule to jump on with us. I can honestly say that as I'm going through and hearing what you've said and looking at what I've looked at so far with Utrain, if you are a basketball trainer and you're listening to this, or you want to get into basketball training, I can't possibly imagine something, a better tool than what Daniel and his team at Utrain have put together. I would highly recommend go out, check it out, see for yourself what it can do. And if you're already in the training business, you're going to see how much it simplifies it. And if you're just getting started, Well, you won't know all the pain points that Daniel and I talked about tonight, but that's a good thing. Trust me. So please go check out U-Train, download the app, take a look at it, build your training business around it. And I think if you do that, you're going to be really, really happy with what you get. So Daniel, again, thank you for your time tonight. Truly appreciate it. And to everyone out there, thanks for listening. And we will catch you on our next episode. Thanks. Your first impression is everything when applying for a new coaching job. A professional coaching portfolio is the tool that highlights your coaching achievements and philosophies, and most of all, helps separate you and your abilities from the other applicants. The Coaching Portfolio Guide is an instructional membership-based website that helps you develop a personalized portfolio. Each section of the Portfolio Guide provides detailed instructions on how to organize your portfolio in a professional manner. The guide also provides sample documents for each section of your portfolio that you can copy, modify, and add to your personal portfolio. As a Hoopheads Pod listener, you can get your Coaching Portfolio Guide for just $25. Visit coachingportfolioguide.com/hoopheads to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.